become a welfare state. Each of these become, these ideas become important. Let's go for the win, not the fight.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. That was Congressman Pete Sessions from Texas. Great conservative, great friend. You have a wonderful day, sir. It was so much, such a pleasure to have you on.
So the fight, April Marie.
Thank you. All right, everybody. That is a wrap for today's show. Back again tomorrow with more special session and national headlines out of Washington, D.C. Stay tuned for the birthday boy, Greg Budeau. Back till tomorrow. You guys stay out of trouble.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Democrats promising historic investments across all levels of education as they push ahead with President Biden's $3.5 trillion rebuilding plan. The proposal including universal pre-kindergarten, 2 years of free community college, and expanded child care subsidies. Republicans decried as a step towards socialism that will strain the economy. Democrats are trying to pass it on their own, but cuts may be needed to win support within the party. Federal investigators examining overturned rail cars and a stretch of tracks as they try to determine why an Amtrak train derailed in rural Montana over the weekend. That accident killed 3 people and hospitalized 7 others. The weekend, Empire Builder was traveling from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks near Joplin. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 95 points, but the Nasdaq down 56. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home.
So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have our days been getting gradually a little bit hotter and hotter, the nights are not nearly as refreshing as they were. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 63. For tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the upper 80s to perhaps even lower 90s each day. A little bit more humidity, still dry and mostly sunny. The nights will be in the upper 60s by late week and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there. If you're young and haven't started misplacing things and being absent-minded, don't feel too smug about it because your time is coming. I guarantee it.
You'll never know how much it really bugs you. You'll never know until your brain's impaired. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, it's maddening. Tell me why I'm in the kitchen. Now my mission isn't clear. Listen.
Brittany, Lynn Griffin, Spencer, the tall one, the one that still lives here.
I get my children's names all wrong. Oh, oh, so scary. My coffee cup, it hides from me. It runs around when I can't see. Like my memory.
Broadcast happy hour. It's Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's just another Monday, and we'll try and have a fun day. I'm Greg Goodell, says Bob. Later, Rosie Brock here now,
and here they are.
A big welcome, Jeb.
Please clap.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I suppose the most electrifying thing of the day is that I've made it to another birthday.
Yeah.
Because there were so many people betting that I would not. But that is not it. As a matter of fact, the story just broke minutes ago. Singer R. Kelly found guilty on all counts.
Wow.
Sexually abusing women, boys, and girls for decades, capping his stunning fall from grace. Actually, this thing with him has been around for a long, long time. From the New York Post, the I Believe I Can Fly crooner, 54, was convicted on all 9 charges, including racketeering, violations of the Mann Act, which prohibits the transport of any woman or girl across state lines for any immoral purpose. He faces 10 years to life. The jury of 7 men and 5 women deliberated for about 9 hours across 2 days before reaching a unanimous verdict. From the beginning of the month-long trial in the federal courthouse in downtown Brooklyn, prosecutors painted Kelly as a predator, used his fame and a cadre of employees to prey on young victims. This case is not about a celebrity who likes to party a lot. The attorney for New York said this is about a predator. They finally found a jury that was willing to look past who he was and deal with what he is. So we'll see how the sentencing phase goes. So that's kind of electrifying.
Yes, absolutely.
But the idea that it's 2021 and these rumors and charges, he's been investigated. I think he was charged and tried in Chicago. He's managed to get away with it. We'll see how that works out. I don't think it says if he was they're going to continue bail. I just want to find that out. That's kind of like, wow, there's some rather graphic detail on this story. I put a 15-year-old girl through. Holy cow. 13, 14, wow.
I'm sure his victims are rejoicing.
Kelly opted not to take the stand in his own defense, but he defended his actions in a train wreck 2019 interview with CBS News' Gail King, where he hysterically proclaimed his innocence, saying he was fighting for my effing life. Oh, that's just begun as soon as they throw you in the slammer there, pal. The sit-down came after a number of his victims shared their stories for the damning docuseries Surviving R. Kelly. How stupid would it be for R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, he told King. Guys, use your common sense. Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be? Yeah, but you know what? The thing that drives this type of behavior, it's not common sense.
No.
These are urges and actions that defy common sense. I mean, yeah, it's sick. So maybe it's a sickness, but maybe for a change we should prevent more victims instead of, well, I'll go see a doctor every week, I promise. It's not going to work. So there you go. That's your big story. Otherwise, I have nothing to talk about today. I do have a lot of thank yous, starting with Rosie, who brought in enough breakfast to feed the 93rd Airborne.
No, only the Blue Water crew.
Yeah, but here's the thing. A few years ago, I was telling this to Kelly Cooley, our esteemed office manager and vice president, that not that many years ago, that both of those trays of food would have been cleaned out by 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
It used to be if you brought food to a radio station, it was like prodding a mound of fire ants because everybody would be, that's how radio station people survive. But thanks to COVID-19, there's people that I've worked with for years that I haven't seen in months.
Yeah.
I miss you, Cheryl, and others. That's just weird. So it was an amazing... I'm wearing my new UFOs flip-flops for Mrs. Rutabaga.
Yay.
I have enough Folgers coffee to keep me awake for 3 years, thanks to Terry. And the guy's like, I'm the only guy in town today I know that got a personal birthday card from Donald Trump. Listen.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
Yay.
That was from Chase. Did you see Chase's photo today with the teeth? This dog could be doing modeling for doggy dental work. It's just incredible.
He's such a happy boy.
He's a happy boy.
He has a good life.
I see our high-speed computer is... That's not what I wanted. I didn't want all of that. I want my page. Because his beautiful teeth have gotten a ton. This is just a waste of time. Here we go. I hope this gets some traction. It's a t-shirt that says, we don't know them all, but we owe them all. Very profound. Please like that.
Yeah.
That was our mystery puppy this morning. We had some real hard-hitting contests today. And there's Mr. Teeth.
Yeah.
With almost 200 likes. Smiling at the camera.
Some people have to Photoshop a picture to get teeth in there like that, but not Chase.
Wow, our new studio picture of the Three Stooges, that's had 412 reactions. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, and Rich had to put the blowsy on there. Well, that's nice. Some of you may remember there was a story a few months back about this device that a man invented called the blowsy. And in these uncertain times, if there's a party and there's lit candles... The blowsy, it's a thing with a propeller on the end. Excuse me, Mr. President. It blows your breath. It spins the propeller, but blows the air back into your own face. So you can technically blow out the candles on a birthday cake with this thing. So we tried that this morning. And I ended up knocking one out with the propeller on the end of the blowsy. Hit the last one. It was fun. It's kind of damaged. It's been sitting in my bag for like 6 months. I got this way back at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I remember.
But there's a demonstration of it if you scroll down far enough on that page. And so many people, man, it was nice to see their names on the list. I mean, sure, I'd rather be younger than Tony. Well, I am younger than Tony DeFranco by a few months. Bill Granger, Robin Brasher, Jill Hallmark. So many nice people. And yeah, I'm liking you in real time. So I just want to catch up. I don't want to. Taking them for granted, because I don't. Got some really cool names in the Facebook friend list too. Happy birthday, good fella. Thank you. I do look like Ray Liotta, don't I? All right, we're all caught up on that. And that's all I have for the day. Right now, it's just, what can I do to kill the time between now and when Rusty gets here? Because the news blows. Our president sucks. He's a moron. He's not even that. I don't know what he's doing. Another poll out today. His approval's at 40, which strikes me as about 40 points too high. Yet you don't see them putting the brakes on any of this massive socialist bullcrap. It's really, honest to God, that's, you cannot be an American and a patriot without some part of your heart feeling a pang these days, every day. Not just today's a good news day. There's that frickin' Dr. Evil Alejandro Mayorkas. Kiss my ass. About 12,000 of the 17,000 Haitian migrants apprehended at the border released into the U.S. You lose your job if you don't get a COVID test. They just waltz in. We don't know if they're criminals, what kind of people they are, if they have criminal histories or anything else. Just come on in and vote Democrat. This is sick. We should be walking down the streets with burning torches. Oh, now I'm all fired up. Anyway, I want to thank everybody who has made this, Rich and Jay and everybody else. Deeply, deeply grateful. Even if I am almost as old as Tony DeFranco.
Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you, Rosie. Mr. Electric is the company we hope you'll call anytime you need an electric installation or service. We've had so many good calls about them from people who have chosen to use them. And folks, more than ever, when you have a need for any type of service that you hear advertised on the station, we hope you'll reach out for our people. We stand by them because they do great work. And Mr. Electric, would, before you even give them a dime, would be happy to come out to your house and check your home's fuse panel and wiring at no charge. That way you get to meet these certified master electricians, have the experience of their professionalism, and when you do need an installation, service, or repair, they'll be the people you'll call. 245-1566, 245-1566 for the certified master electricians of Mr. Electric.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
30 seconds with Alabama News Rising anchor, David Lamb.
I'm fortunate that my entire broadcast career has been spent in the state of Alabama. I've been at stations in Huntsville, in Birmingham, and fortunately, glad to be here in Montgomery and the state capital. So every day that my feet hit the floor, my dad taught me, try to make someone's life better.
David Lamb on Alabama News Rising, weekday mornings from 4:30 to 7 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. What do millions of Vuse Alto consumers know? Well, they know that all Vuse Alto liquids are blended in the USA, with pods sold in tamper-evident packaging, and that Vuse Vapor products are available at reputable retailers. And now, you do too. Get to know Vuse Alto at Vuse.com and get it in store. Vuse. Charge beyond. Underage sale prohibited. Website restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
thing sounds like ethnic music native to a country that eats cats.
Oh.
For dinner, it's 3:26. Hey, I got some calls at 272-9228. And Tabitha, hi.
Hey, Mr. Doug, we want to sing you a happy birthday.
Oh.
Your birthday today. Also, we hope it puts a little peppy in your day.
She said she hopes it puts a pep in your day.
Oh, yes, it already has.
All right, go ahead, guys, when you're ready. Go ahead. Go, Zola.
Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mr. Gray. Happy birthday to you.
It's a great day.
It's been a great day. That was the sweetest thing, and I really am very choked up.
Yay!
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tabitha.
Thank you, and you had a wonderful day.
We heard the funny song you put on the radio.
The same guy plays a remix with a cucumber trumpet, and it's called Kakumba. If you get a chance to hear it, it's pretty epic.
I'll look for it or send it to me if you can find it. If you have a second, that'd be great.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking their call.
Also, he makes a remix with the dog singing.
Thanks so much, Tabitha. Hey, guess who's next, kids?
Joey.
Well, a little bit too late. Joey is. Can you sit with us for a minute, son?
Yeah.
Sure. This is Tim. Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
I just wanted to call in and say happy birthday, my friend.
I appreciate that. I really do.
Hey, earlier you mentioned the new poll is saying that Joe Biden's at a 40% approval rating.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when they said Trump was at, 38%, and more than half the country voted for him. So him being a Democrat, I would say they're probably giving him an extra 20 points.
I would agree. They always oversample Democrats. And yeah. If 40% of the country really thinks he's doing a good job, then we're screwed. So why bother?
Yeah. Well,
so I'll get naked and party until the end comes.
Sure.
Yeah, I appreciate the bad job because, I believe, honestly, that Trump was elected because of how bad a job Obama did.
Hey, speaking of Trump, did you hear he sent me a birthday card? Listen to this.
I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. I would never say in your case that you're fired, so I'll just say you're hired.
I will treasure this for the rest of my life. From That's Chase, awesome. Of all people.
Well, but if Biden is doing so much worse than Obama did, if Biden had done nothing at all, we would have been better off. But, All he's going to do is just ruin the Democrats' chances in 2022 and 2024, so I thank him.
Yeah, we hope. God forbid they get this any of this for the people. They should be calling it screw the people, but anyway, yeah, well, thanks for the call, Tim. Just a little bit tight for time here at the bottom of the hour. And Joey's time is valuable. Robert, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Greg, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Can you hear me well on your end?
You sound amazing.
Oh, okay, because you're breaking up on mine. I just wanted to wish you happy birthday and ask you, I heard that the NFL is playing two national anthems. Is that correct?
If you want to call it that, the so-called black national anthem, they're playing it well before the game time.
Okay, well, I thought that idiot they elected or cheated his way in was supposed to unite the people, not divide them.
No, he's not uniting anybody. There's no money in unification.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you so much. Hey, Joey.
Hello, Greg, and happy birthday.
It's been great. I got a manicure and a pedicure.
Yeah.
at Body Serene, it reminded me of Emily because that's where Emily showed me to do that there.
Yeah.
And I went back to my old stomping grounds, Bama Lanes.
Oh.
Saturday for some Eatin' Bowl. Oh, and I want to say hi to Ashley. Ashley was two chairs down from me at the salon. We got some beautiful listeners, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
Very impressed, yes.
Yeah, we do, actually. I didn't want to say it, but it's true.
You know, I would rather have all these beautiful people listening to us than hordes of homely ones.
Yes. I'll take the homely, too.
Because I am a person of such great depth of character, right? So I'm like, worn out.
Yeah, I mean, you look emotionally spent, but that's par for the course.
Well, today, when I did my bike ride, you see, I've been using that sauna suit. Usually, I just wear the shirt, but today I wore the pant and shirt.
Oh, no.
Wow.
I just realized that I still need to lose a lot of weight. I really do. So, I'm doubling down.
No, but yellow, you're wearing your yellow Magellan shirt right there. Yellow's very slimming on you.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. They always say black is, but I think yellow works.
Yellow is a good color for him.
Yeah, canary.
Grab a piece of Rich, got a fantastic birthday cake.
He told me all about this.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
That's great.
Double cake.
So what? it's great cake is great cake.
And talk about that breakfast casserole this morning.
Mm.
Oh, with the sour cream and everything. Rosie. Yeah. Is that cornmeal in there?
No, it is Fritos.
Fritos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how it is.
Mexican casserole.
I actually accidentally turned on the recorder on my phone when I carried Rosie's breakfast casserole into the house. Or was that the recording after I ate it and tried to walk? Either way, it was fantastic.
Sounds
had a great day.
Very satisfying.
Did you see the demonstration of the Blowsy on Facebook?
No. Is that your Blowsy right there?
Yeah, but we used it when we lit the cake.
Oh.
It's funny because we lit the cake around 8. We were going to do it at the top of the hour. I don't think we got around to putting the candles out till about 20 minutes later. Because they were almost burned into they almost got put out by burning down to the frosting.
Right, right.
And it worked good on the first few. I let the propeller chop one out, and the last one.
Very Indiana Jones style. Raiders of the Lost Ark there.
Last one, I did it with a quick ninja breath. But I'm vaccinated, so I don't have COVID-19.
Right, likewise.
So if... why... what's new?
Carrying on like the wayward son I am. So Wet Willie this weekend.
Well, we don't want to talk about what you do at home.
No, the band.
Oh, there's a band called Wet Willie?
Yeah.
Are they the ones that did Keep on Smiling?
Yeah, it was them. I saw
Where were they
it.
Playing?
It was down in old Alabama town, a thing called Tavern Fest.
Huh.
It was great. Actually, and shout out to Steve. I met him. He's like... We were messing with him. It's like, I'm a doctor. Oh, really? No, I'm actually a talk show host. And he goes, a hawk show toast? I go, do you know Greg Budell? He goes, yeah. And he goes, wait, are you Joey? I'm like, yeah, Steve, I'm Joey. And he didn't believe me.
You're not making this up.
Did not make it up.
He actually asked if you were
Joey.
Yeah, and then when he said hawk show toast, it tipped me off that he was a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was a little starstruck. I was like, calm down, Steve. Calm down.
Does he know I used to work with Styx?
Styx!
The band?
The band?
Yeah.
The one with the Primo?
Primo, Dennis DeYoung, mm-hmm. Yes. How about that? Wow, that's pretty cool. So Wet Willie.
Yeah, and Wet Willie was great. It was really, really good. Trying to, by the way, adjust Greg's microphone.
Come on in for a second there as we welcome...
All Hail Jay! All Hail Jay!
How you doing, Jay? What's new?
Nothing. I'm good.
You put in a long day.
I know.
You had a look of consternation on your face.
Yeah, what's the matter?
It was a look of an idea.
An idea? What is it? Well, that's a fresh thought incorporating new property, but that's not important.
For answering yourself there. I was going to swing this around and swing that
so
away.
So there's an issue with this?
Well,
it does seem to cut in and out.
That microphone right there is the only one that has a processor that is different than all three of these.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we start the break, we'll just swing that over, huh?
Maybe.
Or we're going to play with
But you know what's going to happen now? This is going to get me confused because that one starts with a different button.
I know. I want to do is...
And I just about got these buttons memorized now.
Yeah, what I want to do is fix it so we don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, we're going to play with your knobs some more.
Twist them.
Yeah.
Pull them.
No. Don't
whatever you
them.
Need to do. Just
only twist. Okay. No pulling.
All right. But if you gentlemen will excuse me, I have Marilyn on the line here. Hi, Marilyn.
Not for long.
Hey, Greg. It's Marilyn.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big Gregory. Happy birthday to you.
Well, gosh.
To you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Big Gregory. Happy birthday.
Well, that was a nice natural fade out there. I wonder who that was. That's our new contest. I think I can come up with $5 if anybody can.
Birthday money.
Yeah. 337. That was the neatest thing as a kid. Get a card, you know, two or three cards, grandma and grandpa. And there'd be a and that's why whenever I give a card today, I always put at least $1 in it. It makes you look cheap as hell, but it's still money in a card.
Yeah.
And it's better than nothing, right?
You can do something with $1.
Give it to Brant McDonald and turn it into $2. That's what I say. 338, Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Starting to make those calls to get people ready for the cooler weather, which isn't too far off. We had a nice sneak preview over the last few days. And that's just, you know, what Clark's does is before it gets cold enough to turn on your heating system, they come out and check it out. Make sure it's clean, tuned up, that all the major component parts are working just fine, and that it's running at peak efficiency so that your electric costs, your energy costs, stay as reasonable as they can, even though those prices are rising because of the current energy policy in this country. And come back in the spring and do the same thing. Their number's 277-2125. Their HVAC technicians, their plumbers are so talented. And when you need them in an emergency, they're on the way with one call to 277-2125. Call them, sign up. It'll pay for itself in energy savings alone with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Again, visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Our first traffic report of the afternoon with a very patient skipper.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we're busiest right now. Atlanta Highway outbound from downtown Federal Drive. Congressman Dickinson up to 231. A lot of traffic east South Boulevard right now from Troy Highway all the way back over to Norman Bridge and Highway 331 outbound. I-65 and 85 rolling along at the speed limit. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll let you know if anything's going to really pop out to slow you down. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When getting a service, all of us likes to deal with the best. When it comes to cleaning your carpets and flooring, then you need Peaches & Clean, voted the best of the best for 2021. As a way of saying thanks for your support, Peaches & Clean will clean two rooms of carpet for $99. But hurry, this is a limited time offer. For your Oriental and area rugs, Peaches & Clean has a climate-controlled rug cleaning facility with pickup and delivery available. When it comes to your floors and so much more, you want the best. Visit peachesandclean.com. Call for your $99 special today. Not good with other offers. Coupons, restrictions may apply. Ends October 31st.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water?
But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
SSQ with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating after a man was shot and killed last night. Authorities say that 20-year-old Tyrese Garner was shot and killed on Express Drive just before 11 o'clock Sunday night. No arrests have been made in this case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Montgomery Public Schools will host a professional services forum with its newly hired construction program management firm, Volkert Inc., to provide companies information regarding new construction and renovations related to MPS Capital Projects Plan. The forum is set for October 5th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Carver High School. Alabama lawmakers are back in Montgomery for a special session. They will vote on a $1.3 billion prison construction plan. Those for it say this will help address the state's longstanding problems in corrections. But critics argue the problems go much deeper and won't be fixed with brick, mortar, and bars. I'm LSSQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not only have our days been getting gradually a little bit hotter and hotter, the nights are not nearly as refreshing as they were. Tonight, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 63. For tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the upper 80s to perhaps even lower 90s each day. A little bit more humidity, still dry and mostly sunny. The nights will be in the upper 60s by late week and not much change on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB.
We got us a mid-sized dog. Knee-high, just about like this size here. Best-sized dog you can own, by the way. Most people know this is the ideal-sized dog to have. You know why? Anybody comes to visit you, the first thing that dog does is take his nose and put it right in their crotch. Ooh. Ooh. He smells my dog. No, Marge, I don't believe that's the animal he has in mind. And people get embarrassed by that, don't they? Especially the owner of the dog. The owner gets more embarrassed than the other person, saying, stop that. Will you stop that? Stop it. I'm awfully sorry about this. Not me. I say, get in there and get some of that. Get in there, sniff that thing out. Go on. So go around the back, check it out in the back now. Sniff that other thing in the back there. What's that? Well, there's two different smells he likes. What can I tell you? Huh? Don't pay him no attention. He'll be finished in about a half an hour. So listen, Reverend, it's real nice of you to...
All right, it is 3:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're doing some microphone experimentation here live on the radio. And how's it working out? I mean, I just want you, I'm sure that from one corner of the River Region to the other, people that are maybe leaving work a little bit early or picking up the kids from school or having sex at home or saying...
That is great radio.
Just right. I've heard that from so many listeners over the years. There's something about this show that makes them amorous.
B-S.
Well, a little.
That was a look of incredulity.
Let me look that up.
I was going to say, let me see what that means, and I'll own it if that's true.
Disbelief.
Well, since we're kind of experimenting here, let's do something stupid.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. In other words, business as usual. We have a woman in Missouri who does not understand why her neighbors consider her yard art a nuisance. It's a mannequin with a goose head instead of a human head, plus a bunch of fake geese around it. Now, this is the homeowner. Her name is Hannah Albina, and I'd like to know what she has to say about her mannequin with a goose head.
They labeled it as a nuisance, and I just feel like that's completely unfair of them to do, considering, like, it's not causing anybody harm. I don't know. It doesn't make sounds. I wouldn't consider it a nuisance.
All right. Since I have people with reasonable minds here, let's take a look and see if this goose head is as offensive as the neighbors claim. I thought she lived in Halcyon. There it is. What do you think, Jay? Is that a... should that be taken down? See, there's the mannequin, and it's got a goose head right at the top. Said the goose.
It's a little odd.
Yeah. I think it's in the front yard, too.
But you know what? We're up to spooky season now, so...
Why not? Let's get festive.
Get upset with it after October.
There you go. Joining us now live is Crawdad.
Great one of the... that you don't play enough of is the little audio that you had when Hershey was a little puppy dog and was doing that little growl. I wish you'd play that more often. There you go. That kind of sums everything up when you got something to complain about, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It says a lot right there. Like Joe Biden comes on the TV, what does Hershey say? See? There you go. But I just wanted to tell you, I wish you'd play that more often. It's perfect. That and, what was that, Baby Lamb that does that sometimes? Yes.
Oh, no, I know which one you're talking about. The one we use for bad weather.
Right.
Is that the
yes.
one?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, those are great. Love them. And happy birthday again.
Thank you, Crawdad. We appreciate you. Crawdad, by the way, was the first of two winners now in our Lunch Bunch for Six with Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you make yourself eligible to win that any weekday morning prior to 8:55 on Friday by participating in the morning show. And you go into a drawing that we do at 8:55 on Friday morning, and if we pick your name, you'll be able to take five friends to Baumhauer's Victory Grill. It's and then you'll be eligible to go to the LSU game in Tuscaloosa and as Bob Baumhauer's guest, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take another short break here, if that's okay, fellas.
Yeah.
All righty, it's 3:50. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. We did a little window shopping there Saturday on the way to Bama Lanes. We're going over there this week to get stain for the deck. We have, in fact, we've got a whole bunch of things that we're going to be doing with John Lee Paints and Scott Bowers and Seth Spotlow. The house needs the paint. The paint is dingy. You can't really clean it. And I don't think the house was painted with the kind of paint we left behind at our old place. Richard's on the interior, and now we're going to do that with our current home. One end to the other in segments, so you don't get hit with the financial thing all at one time. And then we've already done some exterior painting with John Lee's own brand, Solar Proof, which is formulated to keep the humidity and the Alabama elements out so it doesn't get all mildewy. I don't know if that's a word, but when you've got a mildew issue with paint, it's underneath. You can't just wash it off with a high-pressure hose. Or one of those things that guy advertised. What's the guy? I think it's a Fuller product.
Yeah, the crystals.
Yeah, the crystals. Does that work?
I hope so.
I'm just asking.
It's on TV. It does.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, but not even those will take mildew out from underneath paint. So it pays to get a good paint indoor or outdoor, and John Lee has them for you along with every painting supply you could need, from brushes and rollers to PPE and a staff that lives in this universe all year round. So when you're ready, get the best result. Do it yourself or hiring a pro. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, 4.5 decades of excellence. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are really busy on East Boulevard right now from Atlanta Highway past I-85 over to Vaughan Road. Troy Highway busy as well. Taylor Road, a lot of congestion. Vaughan to I-85. Typical afternoon in Montgomery. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up and be safe out there this afternoon. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box of old home movies, high school football films, or dance recitals of your kids and would like to transfer them to DVD or digital files? Well, give us a call today. We've been providing professional video services for almost 40 years, and all work is done here in our facility in Montgomery. Don't risk sending your videos to some distant company on the internet. Hey, and call about our 50% off special for the month of September. 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net, and like us on Facebook.
I wasn't able to sleep in my own bed. Because of my wife's struggles with CPAP, I had to move out to the couch, out to the recliner, out to my son's bunk bed. That is, until she started using Inspire, a sleep apnea treatment that works inside her body with just the click of a remote.
Get back to sleeping in your own bed with Inspire. No mask, no hose, just sleep. To learn more, visit inspiresleep.com. Inspire, sleep apnea innovation. Inspire is not for everyone. Talk to your doctor to see if it's right for you and review important safety information at inspiresleep.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/radio. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And does.
Don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is a library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Video game fans are thrilled about the upcoming Super Mario movie. But now, there's a new film about the game that started it all. Pong, the motion picture. Filmed in black and white, just like the original game, featuring Hollywood's brightest stars. Seth Rogen is the left paddle. Jack Black is the right paddle. And Anya Taylor-Joy gives a tour de force performance as the sound of the little square ball thingy.
Boop.
Featuring Chris Pratt as your dad, who helps you connect the Atari to your 24-inch, 100-pound tube TV.
Gonna need a screwdriver.
And Dame Judi Dench as your mom, telling you it's time for dinner.
Shut that stupid game off and come to the table!
Pong, the motion picture. Coming soon to a theater or a basement rec room with shag carpeting and beanbag chairs near you.
We were talking about that this morning, and I remember a week because I had to go out and get Pong. I was the Jay Scott of my era. And people forget what an amazing thing it was to see the, you could do something else with a TV set besides watch a show, that you could convert it for that type of entertainment purpose. It was big stuff. It may have been in black and white. And, of course, it's totally primitive by today's standards because you can murder people and blow things up and crush candy and all that good stuff today. But seeing it in that venue for the first time, of course, you couldn't take a picture with your phone then either. This is Bert. Bert?
Is it Bert Gallery?
I think that's what it says.
Anyway, we talked, Greg, once I first gab. Yeah. Hey, first of all, I want to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to get my wife to come out there on Wednesdays, but she likes to go to early, the bomb hours. We love it to death.
Uh-huh.
And I just can't wait. We're about the same age. I grew up with sex and everything. And their food, ain't nothing out there. It ain't just fantastic. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I want to meet you so bad, but my wife, she just don't want to go out that late because of the traffic.
Late?
We get up there.
6:15, that's not so late, is it?
No, not to me. We're about the same age. I'm just going to tell you, you're going to deal with that traffic. I got to meet Greg. I've been listening to you since you got it.
I always like to say thank you.
You know? Because I want my wife to meet you. I said, this is one heck of a fella, and he's just great. I said, I'll make her listen to you on the radio.
You make her? I mean, is this like a bondage thing, or just...
Oh, no, my wife.
Are you very persuasive?
Yeah, I persuade her. I don't make her do nothing. She's the one in charge, if you know what
That's
I mean.
That's usually how it works, yeah.
I do what I tell you. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
So,
but anyway, I love you. So I want to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to meet you because I think I seen your picture on the wall. I said, where's Greg at? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's in Baumhauer's at the top of the wall next to the reception desk. It's a little old. Right? It's from a few years ago.
So it ain't
like five.
Yeah, you know, 5-10 years ago.
Oh, okay. You're right by Baumhauer, ain't you?
He's sitting in the middle of it. You can't miss
him. He's sitting in the middle of it, and you got the black hair, right?
Oh, that's me. Nothing's